Furthermore, we did have some car debt, not a lot. We don't have a lot of debt. And so one of the things we might have done is paid off our car debt early, as opposed to letting it go over the life of the plan. And that might have raised some interesting issues as well. So there were some of the things that we needed to think about. As you go through our monthly living expenses, with all due respect to y'all, I didn't indicate what my mortgage or real estate taxes are, but I can assure you, well, they're not modest. They're certainly not outrageous, and they probably exceed most of the debtors we see as consumer debtors. On home repair, we spent a great deal of time talking with Heidi about potential home repair items that we might have encountered. And I indicated to her that, you know, our house is in good condition. We had made prior to our purported filing bankruptcy, had, you know, refurbished, installed new heating, air conditioning, had updated our kitchen, had had the entirety of the house painted. But one of the things that did occur subsequent to that was, lo and behold, it would happen back in May, was we had a significant hailstorm. And I just finished putting in a brand new roof on my home, which had a nice hefty deductible. And when we settle up, there might be an issue with regard, I may have to pay more than the deductible to cash out, or rather pay off what the amount of the roof was. And the roof was expensive. So as a Chapter 13 debtor, I would have been faced with the prospect of dealing with, number one, the deductible, and then second, any out-of-pocket expenses that I would have needed to incur. And so that would have really disrupted my plan, to say the least. Homeowners dues, we pay ours twice a year. It's not a really a big deal. They're extremely modest. The neighborhood I live in, it's less than $800. Energy bill, it's really the three of us, but it's really only two. Water bill, things of that nature. I think if you're looking at our budget, that stuff is fairly commensurate with what I see in court. There's nothing that I think would shock me as a presiding judge with regard to the amount of electricity or water. I'm fortunate enough as a judge that the administrative office of U.S. Courts pays for my phone bill, or our district pays for my phone bill. So the only cell phone that I have bill that I have is my wife, and it's pretty modest at $53 a month. So I didn't have to worry too much about, you know, how that might blow my budget. As you can see, we've got a cable. And again, the cable's $200 a month. I neglected to include that we do have Netflix for $17 a month. So we would have to adjust cable up for another $17 to $230 a month. I do, in the course of my job, look at a lot of budgets. And so far, of what I projected on my budget, as opposed to what I've seen from families, nothing out of the ordinary. Where things got interesting, not surprisingly, and somewhat challenging, was on the food and housekeeping supplies. Prior to that, you know, just the two of us, it's not uncommon for us to go out to eat. We when we go to church on Sundays, we almost always go out to eat with friends, and really don't think too much about the reality of what the cost is of going out to eat food. Having said that, when we started our exercise over the month of January, we realized that we were going to have to be a much more, conservative about how we spent our money to get our costs down. As I indicated on my worksheet there, one of the things that we did was we ate out very little that month. We ate out hardly at all. We cooked our own meals, which certainly wasn't a bad idea. And to Judge Isger's question, probably in all seriousness, was a little bit more healthy than going out to eat. And as a result, we were able to get our food budget down, but we still only got it down to a little bit under $700. And one of the things that this taught me and instructed me, and something that I had suspected all along, was what about families that, you know, are larger than in this? It's two, but really three. How do they survive on budgets where it's $400 and $500 a month? And we're talking a family of two, three, or four. You know, in my judgment, it's just not realistic. Even if you are really good about eating leftovers and watching your pennies and using coupons, it's just really, really hard to do. And so one of the things that I learned immediately, as I personally experienced on a month basis, was how difficult it is to adhere to a food budget. As you all know, once we did go through,
could I interrupt you with a question about that?
Yes, you may.
So, given that you think it's really hard, as I do as well, for someone to live on a $300 a month food budget for their family of three or four, is that going to alter your experience, going to alter the way that you view the feasibility of a plan in trying to determine whether someone can in fact live on that tight budget? Or do you think that your view of feasibility remains somewhat unchanged from what it was before?
You know, I've certainly, like all the judges, have seen cases where the food budgets, to say modest is being kind, it almost seems untenable. And I've sort of taken the attitude that, you know, I'll let debtors try that, but recognize that it may not work based upon that, but I'm willing to give them a try. If anything, what it's educated me on, Marvin, is that food budgets, probably notwithstanding what the, you know, what our the DOL or IRS standards are, probably understated in our current environment. They're probably to some degree understated. And so I would expect them to be increased. So when I see plan modifications where part of the expenses are that are presented are, well, our food budget's gone up X. Well, that's to be expected, because and before your question, what I was going to observe was you saw the impact that coronavirus had on meatpacking plants. Price of beef went up significantly. The price of poultry went up significantly. And, you know, you can only eat so many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for so long before you actually got to have a different diet. So I don't know that it specifically changed my budget or my thinking per se, although it probably reinforced my thinking that budgets where the food allowance is really understated, my expectation is they're probably not going to make it. Would it mean that I would deny confirmation on feasibility on that basis? I don't think so, but it certainly would make me look a little bit harder at it, to answer your question.
Thank you.
All right, going on, and I think, excuse me for just 1 minute, I thought, okay,